WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In 2004, I had the privilege of flying along with the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron out of Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi, Mississippi. The hurricane hunters use the WC-130J to penetrate tropical storms. These aircraft are not reinforced in any way to penetrate tropical systems. In fact, the only difference between a WC-130J and a C-130J is the addition of two external fuel tanks for longer range, a radiometer pod on the left wing, and the two additional crew pallets in the cargo bay. The C-130J is the newest generation of the C-130 Hercules, capable of operating from rough dirt strips, and is the prime transport for airdropping troops and equipment into hostile areas. The C-130 operates throughout the U.S. Air Force, fulfilling a wide range of operational missions in both peace and war situations. In the cargo department of the WC-130J are two pallets used exclusively for the weather mission, the ARWO and the Dropson Loadmaster pallet. The ARWO pallet consists of a computer system that processes all the atmospheric data it collects from the airplane's sensors, a radio and satellite control for communication purposes of the data, and interphone control and flight deck representations. The WeatherBird computer software enables the ARWO operator to monitor atmospheric conditions both numerically and graphically near the WC-130J and transmit this data to monitoring stations on the ground. Atmospheric and aircraft flight data are sampled 6 times per second at flight level and formulated into 10-second average data sets by a signal conditioner. The software then uses the 10-second data to compute numerous higher-level meteorological parameters, such as pressure, altitude, temperature, and dew point, all of which can be displayed and stored. The 10-second data is averaged into 30-second averages, which is then formulated into data messages called high-density observations, or HDOBs, each containing 10 minutes worth of information. The HDOBs are automatically sent to the National Hurricane Center via satellite, where they are fed directly into the NHC computers, making it instantly available to hurricane forecasters as analysis and forecasting tools. Finally, the software serves as a storage and transmission facility for data messages. Vertical sounding messages, or drops, are produced by AVAPS, while horizontal observations, or RECO, and vortex data messages, VDMs, are produced by the WeatherBird software. RECO messages contain both sensed and subjective data collected by the ARWO at flight level, while VDMs are hurricane eye reports of location and intensity. All messages can be retrieved, edited, and restored by the ARWO, and finally sent to the customer via the satellite communications system. There's just a lot goes into collecting this data, which is critical for forecasters to use in evaluating what a tropical storm will do next. Well, heck, we never know what the WeatherBrains crew will do next.